Aaron Durfel is the wonderful health reporter with the Montreal Gazette, and he's on the line. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Elias.
Your most recent piece in the Montreal Gazette covers a horror story, because I think about horror stories in Quebec healthcare. It's the worst case scenario where someone dies in an ER, like going to the ER for care and not coming out. That's a nightmare scenario for me. And your latest piece in the Gazette tells about a suspension for an emergency room nurse at the Lakeshore General Hospital. Aaron, what's the story here?
Yes, it is that worst case scenario, because this was an 81-year-old man who showed up in the ER in severe chest pain, and his medical history is that he had a high blood pressure, he had a heart failure, he should have been seen by a doctor immediately to prevent a heart attack, but he spent the next 2 days in the ER. At one point, the only thing they would give him was Tylenol. They didn't take his case seriously. He ended up dying from a massive heart attack while he was actually speaking to his wife over the phone. So it's just a real tragedy.
And in a situation like this, you could look at, okay, is this a failure of the entire system, or are these just a bad decision made by one person? So this incident, how do you view it?
I view it as both, that the nurse in question, he pleaded guilty to disciplinary charge of not providing adequate care to the patient, and he expressed regret, remorse to the family. So that's on an individual basis, but I think it speaks to a larger problem of what I would call systemic neglect. Our ERs right now are chronically overcrowded. There's high turnover. There's a shortage of staff. In the case of the Lakeshore, there was also, lack supervision. And this is a recipe for disaster. And so, I wrote a series about this this time last year in the Gazette. And this was one of the six deaths that I documented, deaths that could have been prevented. And what happened is that the family, they had filed the complaint with the Order of Nurses.
And, of course, that series that you did got the attention of Health Minister Christian Dubé. Aaron, I'd love to hear from you. Since getting the attention of the health minister, has that, and I heard he's done like surprise visits, right, to this ER
and
this hospital, right? So as a result of your reporting, what has happened?
Well, so in addition to Christian Dubé's surprise visit this past January, they're now building a $13 million modular ER that will replace the existing one, which is run down and cramped for space. That will be a big improvement, because each bed will have a cardiac monitor. They don't have that right now. So the nursing staff, the ER staff, look forward to this. And there's been improved training. They've also been advised, that they have to respond to hospital call bells within 2 minutes. In the case of this this gentleman who died, he had to use the hospital call bell 4 times because they weren't responding. And some of the staff have been told, you can't wear AirPods during your shift. That speaks to what I was talking about, this kind of systemic neglect. So I think that there are improvements being made in this particular ER, but it still does not address some of the root causes of ER crowding, overcrowding, which would be a shortage of nurses across the province and other medical staff. That's why this all backs up into the ER. In other departments, there's a shortage of staff. So it all backs up into the ER. Although there may be improvements at the Lakeshore, there will still be this underlying pressure. And our healthcare system still is, in many ways, a big mess.
We're with Aaron Durfel, health reporter at the Montreal Gazette, talking about the case of one Lakeshore General ER nurse that's been suspended for five months after the death of a patient, and the repercussions of that case. So, Aaron, listen, I just want to talk about the Lakeshore just for a second here. I've never been, geographically has never been the hospital for me, right? And just on this show, we have done a lot of stories about some bad situations at the hospital, but I have to also say we've done stories about the excellent care for cancer treatment on this very program, right? So I just want to talk about this institution, and if you feel that there's something special or unique about the issues, the problems here, or is it, just a different variety of the problems that ail the whole system?
I think that the Lakeshore is unique in the sense that more and more around that hospital, you have an aging population. You've got, when that hospital was built many decades ago, you had a young suburban population. And now you have many seniors' residences around that hospital. And I don't think that the authorities are giving Lakeshore the resources to deal with this aging population. I also think that in general, Montreal is not getting the resources that it deserves by the Coalition Avenir Quebec government. Mm. And that's why we have a shortage of family physicians that I think is greater on the island of Montreal than it is in some of these outlying vote-rich, pro-CACist ridings. That is unfortunate. But I do also want to add that, there are a lot of dedicated staff at the Lakeshore, and they do the best they can under extremely difficult circumstances.
What would be your message to our listeners who might be potential patients in the healthcare system, whether it's the Lakeshore or the other hospital? Based on all your reporting, what advice do you give people when they've got a deal with an ER in Quebec?
Oh, that's a difficult situation. I mean, what I do is there are some ERs that are less chronically overcrowded than, say, the Lakeshore. So if you can go to, if you're able, if you have transportation, you can go to another ER like the Sheen, which is chronically undercrowded. Hmm. Although, for serious issues, you might end up at the Lakeshore or the Royal Vic. It's a personal decision that each person has to take. As I said earlier, the Lakeshore is improving. There is this hospital that's being built in Vaudreuil. Right now, lots of patients go to the Lakeshore from off-island. Once that hospital in Vaudreuil opens in a few years' time, that mm-hmm. will ease pressure on the Lakeshore. So I do see some improvements coming, in the months and years to come.
Well, that hospital can't come quickly enough. Aaron, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy guy. Really appreciate it here on the show.
My pleasure.
Aaron Durfel, health reporter with the Montreal Gazette.